Coming up on this episode of Emulate This, we're going to talk gaming peripheral fails. That's right, all those pieces of shit that you would buy for your home consoles that were clunky and took a lot of fucking batteries and didn't have any games available. And if you found a game available, it usually sucked. We're going to talk about that stuff and we're going to review the game BioShock. All right, let's get this thing rolling. Here we go. Episode of Emulate This, high atop Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. Gentlemen, what's happening?
Not much, man.
Not much, huh?
Nah, same old shit.
Not much,
feeling
Rory?
Good, feeling good.
Yeah? Feeling good? Rory, how about you?
I am doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Cool. And Mike?
Yeah. Here I am.
All right. Well, we have a good show. We're going to talk some peripherals and add-ons.
Shitty ones.
They totally failed.
Which is almost all of them if you think about it.
Exactly. Yeah, they were all wonky in their way, or, you know, weird way. So we'll get to that. And we're also going to review BioShock for the Xbox.
Classic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 360.
Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful game.
Yeah, pretty fun. I mean, I played a small amount of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Yeah, small amount. I got the gist.
I gave
it a whirl, and I got the gist of it.
Well, it has a cool vibe to it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's creepy. Sure.
It is.
You know, is it 20s?
It's its own thing. Yeah, it's more like 40s, 50s.
Something like that. Well, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get
to true.
It. So what do you say we get to the Odyssey, guys? Welcome to the Odyssey.
Welcome again.
Is that a new thing we're doing?
Rory, what have you been playing?
So I have been playing Williams Pinball Classics for the PS3. I'm sure it was ported to the 360 as well. It's a collection of like 20 various pinball from various times, like from like the 70s up into like the early,
like, 2000s. Actual machines.
Well, I mean, they're all emulated.
No.
Like,
it's copied exactly with every flipper
like
and ramp.
Actual machines.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're actual.
Well, no, I didn't mean that. I meant somebody's not shipping you.
Now, I've never seen any of these
pinball machines.
I was never really into pinball, and I've never actually seen any of the 20 different pinball machines that are in the game. But some of the fun ones are like Gorgon. Crazy gophers or something with gophers. Too many gophers.
too many gophers.
it's a fun game. The only thing I don't like about it is you would think that a game that is basically just a collection of pinball tables, that they would have like the ability to free play them all from the start. But you actually like get virtual credits and you have to earn by doing tasks. It's really, really burns my ass.
Wait, what do you mean?
Bullshit. Yeah, give me all the content.
So you're playing a character and you gotta do...
No. It's not even like that. It's not like I have to verse somebody.
Okay.
Like, I get like 5 virtual quarters in the game and I have to use those quarters to unlock a free play on the table to play that game for free without ever spending one of my virtual quarters.
Okay.
And I ran out of virtual quarters. So I was stuck playing the same freaking board until I got enough money to play other boards to try to unlock the other boards. Mm-hmm. So you bought a game, has 20, I mean, if you really love pinball, maybe this isn't an issue, but like, I kind of like pinball and I would have liked to play the other boards more.
Yeah.
But I couldn't because kept running out of fucking money. And I looked up for cheats and hacks and like save states if I could like somehow like get somebody else's save state and like throw it into my PS3 and do that. Mm-hmm. But like, it sucks. It really burns my ass. If you make a game, do not lock your bullshit behind like paywalls or these stupid, like, I don't want this. I just want to play Too Many Gophers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. All right. My overall recommendation is do not get this game. It really burns my ass.
How does it compare to Devil's Crush, which is my favorite pinball video game of all time?
Devil's Crush has a lot more animation going on. I mean, again, you're looking at boards from the 70s. So basically they just light up and they have like really bad voices,
mm-hmm.
like, emulated voices, like, you can't hurt me. You can't hurt me. And like, so it's like kitschy and it's fun.
Right.
But like, I don't recommend the game because they lock all the shit up and like, it's not fun. Like that really burned my ass and I don't want to play it anymore. Like instead of motivating me to work harder, you turned me off totally, and now I'd rather die than play you. Fuck you.
Wow. Yeah, that's no fun.
Don't get it. Get a puppy.
I'll take your advice.
Eric, how about you?
Didn't have a whole lot of time to game this week, but I was playing Doom. Oh. The newer Doom came out with my buddy online. The Doom single-player game is awesome.
Okay.
It's like old school, just balls to the wall, machine gun blast. You know, just like the old Doom is. It's what you want Doom to be, but it looks awesome. The multiplayer we just started playing, and it got old after about 2 hours. I don't know that we'd go back to it. It turned into like a shotgun fest where everybody has a shotgun and nobody's using all the weapons. You know, it's cool though. It has a lot of neat weapons, but hardly anybody's using them in my experience. So, but it was fun.
Hmm.
It was fun for what we got out of it for a couple hours, but I don't know that I'd go back to it. It wasn't anything I really didn't like about it. It just didn't do anything to keep me there.
There wasn't much like depth.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Did you have to buy a pass to play online?
No, it's free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Xbox Live. I mean, I pay for Xbox Live.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Mm-hmm. But there's no supplemental pass.
Nah.
Like Battlefield and all this other bullshit.
Oh, no. That's just for extra. You're talking about, you only pay for extra levels.
Well, I haven't played, I haven't played the World War One. I'm talking about like originally, when Battlefield 3 was the shit, like 8 years ago, you actually had to buy an online pass to play multiplayer.
That long ago, yeah.
It was like $10.
Mm, yeah, it's not like that at all anymore.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. You got to keep buying stuff.
Yeah.
We discussed that in a show, in an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Very early. Yeah. Mike, how about you?
There's been a lot of talk on the show about Bubble Bobble last couple episodes. So I was playing Bubble Bobble this week.
All right.
It's Bubble Bobble. There's not much you can say. You're a dragon that blows bubbles. You can bounce on them. Sometimes I get stuck and I can't get past like level 20. There's like one level where to get the enemy, you have to go in like this, I don't know what they are, but like you just go into this hole and you have to bounce your way out.
Yeah.
And I always get stuck in the hole and end up dying. You need the umbrella. Bypass a lot of shit.
Story of my life.
I know.
I get stuck in the hole and I end up dying.
I love, by the way.
I got stuck in a crevasse.
I do fucking love this game. It's awesome. It's so much fun.
I wish it had a second song.
So simple, so fun.
Exactly, yeah.
I wish it had a second song.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. It does make you happy, though.
It does.
It's a fun game. That's one of those
games. Way better with two people, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one of those games that I don't tell people I really like, but I do.
Guilty pleasure?
It is a guilty pleasure.
Me too. It might be like, if we did a top 5 show, if we did a top 10, it might be like my 8th or 9th favorite game.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
But you're playing the NES port, not the arcade.
Yes.
Okay.
Hmm. All right. Well, I was playing the other day with Rory on NetPlay. We were playing Ninja Baseball Batman.
Ninja Amazing. Baseball Batman.
Ninja Baseball.
What is that? What does that conjure up?
Yeah,
what
do you think that game would be?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Ninja
what do you guys
Baseball
think?
Batman. I would.
You don't
think,
know the game. What do you think it is?
I would think the Batman. There were a whole team full of Batmans and a whole team full of
Batman,
full of ninjas. A whole team full of Batman. A whole team full of ninjas. And what was the other one? Karate.
No, Ninja Baseball.
Baseball.
Batman.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The title.
That I would think it would be Batman's versus ninjas.
I would be thinking, what is Ninja Baseball?
Right.
Like, is Ninja Baseball a different form of baseball?
Oh, you might be onto something. Just tell us what the fuck it is.
All right.
Why are we guessing?
All right. Basically,
we got a chat, you ass.
What is this? Basically, it's a...
It's a beat 'em up.
They're ninjas.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. It's a beat 'em up?
It's a beat 'em up.
But they're like robots.
Oh.
They're robot ninjas. but it's baseball themed. Like you're beating up baseballs.
There's a whole
baseball
world
bats.
Full of baseball. It's a baseball themed world.
What?
Okay, we were both off.
Oh, so it's not even Batman, like the Caped Crusader.
No, it's, Batman. It's like a pun
or
on
is that
baseball.
Superman, the Caped Crusader? Who is the Caped
Crusader?
Caped Crusader,
Crusader is Batman. Batman.
It's Batman. Yeah. Okay, I had it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man of Steel.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's a beat 'em up. It's up to four player.
We're such nerds.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Although if I was a true nerd, I would have known that. I wouldn't have second guessed myself. Yeah, well, I'm just kind of a nerd.
But yeah, anyway.
It's a nice Link to the Past shirt you got on there.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
It's a Zelda shirt, Dick. It isn't even just a Link. It's every Zelda ever.
Sorry, I don't Link to the Past came in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Ryan. Go ahead.
No, but it's just that beat 'em up. It's a four player beat 'em up.
It's an insane beat 'em up.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Right. It's pretty much.
I'm
they,
playing it.
They just made like a super
stupid, ridiculous
ninja baseball Batman
game. Right? It's almost
but it's bad. It's like what Japanese people thought America was like.
They threw into the game, but it was obnoxious,
like overly patriotic.
It's
or?
Like really colorful and like really loud, and there's just shit exploding everywhere. And everything is like the entire universe is baseball themed,
right? Hmm. And you have to fight a bull that's made out of like a refrigerator. Like, it's fucking weird.
It makes no sense. I love
it's
it.
It's a crazy game.
A so, bull, B-U-L-L, or a bull?
Yeah, like a bull, like a cow. But he's not a real bull. He's just the only bull part is his face. It's like a mount. Like people would kill a bull and put it on the wall.
He's a poltergeist. He's like a mounted deer head.
But it's
a bull.
Yeah, his torso is a refrigerator. And I think he's got like a carpet, like a rug over him. Like
the fun's
crazy.
The funniest thing in the game is the first level boss. You fight a plane. Who like punches like a boxing stance. There's a plane on two legs that you fight inside a bigger plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
Called
it's
Windy
insane.
Plane.
What? Yeah, it's called Windy Plane. It's nuts.
This sounds awesome.
Oh, what was the one name we saw? We're like, son of a bitch. What the fuck was that?
Jose Canseco.
No. It's a really weird Japanese game. Like one in the gangster level in Chicago, everybody in the game is a dog on that level, and they're all gangsters.
What?
And the boss's name, he's like this weird like pirate dog, and his name is like unassuming bad guy or
unassuming. Oh, what the hell was it?
That wasn't that. It was something ridiculous.
Unassuming. Oh,
regular or. Stereotypical bad guy.
Generic,
that was his
generic
name.
Guy.
His name was
something
that.
Like
it was nuts.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it's a fun game. Remember. It's goofy as hell. The whole time you're just kind of going, what the fuck?
But I'm trying it for sure.
Ninja Baseball Batman made by Seda, I think. It's insane.
I believe so, yeah. It was a rare game, so there wasn't many of them, so I never saw one.
Which console is it for?
Yeah.
It's arcade.
It's arcade.
Oh. Arcade, okay.
We played it through Final Burn Alpha Core of the RetroArch.
Okay.
System.
Well, yeah. So why don't we get on to the discussion topic, guys?
All right.
Here's the discussion. We're going to talk peripherals. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like the Power Glove, the Sega
failure,
the failures.
Right.
We're talking about the ones that failed, and they were just junk. You didn't have one, or
Eric's
maybe
right,
had
they're
one
all failures.
Fell apart.
Yeah, they're pretty much
what
all.
Pretty
much
all.
Think
of
one that didn't suck.
The Advantage, but I didn't like.
All
it.
Right,
I didn't like it either. Yeah. But
Ryan, you liked the Advantage.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah,
the Duck Hunt gun worked.
Yeah.
But you couldn't, would you, two games you could use it for?
Right.
They really should have kept going
probably
with
like
that.
Five of like Hogan's Alley and stuff, but you wouldn't want
to
play that.
Nobody wants to play them.
Well, that's the thing. They made these peripherals and they really, there wasn't many games that ever worked with them. They just made a group of games when they first sold the thing.
Bayou Billy.
And that was it. Yeah. From like Nintendo Running Pad.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever really thought of playing that with would be,
track and
California.
The Olympics games, worked with. Yeah.
But those things worked. It wasn't like the Power Glove was, you know, or the one of the most infamous ones is the Atari 5200 controllers that just broke down after months of being used, you know, like, I mean, have you ever tried the Power Glove?
No.
It smells.
I didn't know anyone had
one. Smells because you got some sweaty ass kid like.
Yeah.
I guess so.
But it's garbage.
Oh, sure.
It's garbage.
Yeah. It doesn't perform at all. And all the sensors you have to set up to get it to work, and they all have to be in the exact right place.
Right.
And it's already shitty.
It's funny how, like, those things make the games harder.
Yeah.
It's funny how they're way harder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Punch-Out is nearly impossible with the Power Glove.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. It's cyclical because, like, they came up with the Power Glove when we were kids in the 80s, and it sucked, and then it kind of died away with motion controls. And then it came back again with the Wii, and people are like, yeah, this is bullshit. This doesn't really work. Yeah. And then it kind of went away. And then
what is so bad about just a regular controller?
I know.
They're trying all different things, trying to be the first to make something different that everybody wants.
Well, they pushed the Power Glove in the movie The Wizard. Mm-hmm. So when people saw it there and the kid was playing Rad Racer.
That was great marketing. You know, you kidding me? Freddie Savage.
Right. I was a giant
commercial.
Oh, yeah. It was a giant commercial.
Absolutely. So
the movie sucked. I'm not afraid to say it.
Oh, I thought it's not a good movie. Yeah, it's not that great.
Oh, but everybody talked about it.
You know, they got rid of the sex scene.
Back in the day. Boy, I sure hope there wasn't one. Rory, take it back. That's fucking gross.
It is gross.
All right.
Fred Savage and that kid going, California.
Yeah.
California. Fuck you, kid.
The 16-bit systems also had guns. Like, you know, they weren't like the light gun. They were infrared. Mm-hmm. You know, the Menacer on Genesis and the Super Scope.
Right.
But.
Uncomfortable.
There was a game issue.
Who wants to hold a bazooka?
It's right. Annoying. Yeah.
Who wants to hold a bazooka?
Right. It's awkward. And plus, they went through batteries like crazy.
Mm.
I had a Menacer. Rory, you had the Super Scope, right?
We had a Super Scope, I believe. It was like 8D batteries.
Jesus,
a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of batteries.
Eight or four. I mean, it was enough. It was like, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
These things are
so it's heavy. You know, for a kid holding that thing up with all those batteries in there.
You hit your little brother with it when he went when he beat you. Yeah.
Thing was heavy duty.
It's large enough that it's a bitch to store too, because now you're gonna put it in a closet. Some idiot's gonna step on it. You know some fucking doofus is gonna step on it.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna sit on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I know the light gun doesn't work with the new TVs. Does that thing?
Yeah, they'll work.
The light gun won't.
Not with a new TV.
Well,
if you hooked up a Genesis and you had the Menacer and you use it on HD TV, it will not work.
No,
I doubt it.
Right?
No, because the TVs are
not. I promise it won't.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I know the light gun for a fact doesn't work on new TVs.
It should because it's infrared.
The light gun, I don't think, is infrared. I think the light gun takes the screen black or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But the Menacer.
That might be.
Infrared, you put a box on top of the TV.
Okay. And isn't the Super Scope like that?
I think a Super Scope's the same way. You're just going by an infrared.
I'm
going
to have to get Jack, our research department.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on that.
I'm not sure about that. I kind of feel like none of them would work.
I don't think they do.
I don't know.
Even if they did, you're a loser if you're using them. You're a loser. Right?
Wow. Well, first off, we'll go back to that.
Wow.
Where does this anger come from? Holy shit.
We must protect this house.
There wasn't enough games. There was the Menacer came with a pack of games.
Well, I don't have any friends. So.
There you go.
The Menacer came with a pack of games, but
how many games?
They were awful. There was probably, I don't know, maybe 10 games in there.
Oh, okay.
Coach Jam and Earl was in there.
They were all in the
Ready
same.
Ready Aim Tomato.
Yeah, Ready Aim Tomato.
Ready Aim Tomato. Yeah. It was a spinoff of Coach Jam and Earl.
It's a shooting themed game with tomatoes.
Side scrolls.
Sounds like a hoot.
Yeah, but that was the only good game on that.
It set the world on fire.
I mean, you love Toe Jam and Earl, Roar. What did you think of it?
I think it's
doesn't
crap.
Compare at all. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a Genesis.
Oh, okay. Right.
But it was the best thing on that. Other than that, you were shooting real simple stuff that almost looked like borderline Atari. Like, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, throwback shit.
And then the only other game that I knew of back then was T2. Mm. That was in the arcade. Terminator.
Not a very good game.
And that's the game that they really pushed these guns with. But that was pretty much it. Now, the Sega Activator. Sega had some weird shit.
Sega had a lot of weird shit.
Yeah,
Activator? You know that? No, I don't remember that
one. It's an octagon. You put an octagon down, and it uses the same thing, infrared.
It's like motion controls, but you're the controller.
Right.
Oh, way to sell it. Well, I already want it. I already want it.
Yeah, it's one of those things they make, and then they know
Super Scope will not work.
It will not work. No. Really? Wonder why.
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Yeah, good job, Jack.
That's good research.
Good job.
Good research.
Yeah, but the Sega Activator was the same way. But again, it's motion controls. Who the hell wants to do motion controls?
No.
And kick their legs
around. So it was just a mat you stood on?
Yeah, pretty much. It went around you.
It was
like
an plastic octagon ring that you put around you, and then you were supposed to waggle your body to mimic moving and jumping. I'm sure it worked.
So it was like being in a big playpen?
It was kind of like being flat. A playpen.
Am I imagining this right?
Without netting. It
was like standing in the middle of a hula hoop.
Oh, wow. And did this thing clearly didn't take off.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
I'm sure it was like $100, too.
Oh, yeah, it was probably the same price of the system, maybe more, yeah.
How much was the Power Glove? I bet you that was
that was
$100.
I don't remember.
Would you get you a Virtual Boy?
I guess so.
To me, that's kind of like a console.
Kind of like its own console.
That's more like a console.
Yeah.
But that was terrible, too.
Yeah. Oh, Atari had something for the 2600 or 5200.
Well, I mentioned the controllers.
Okay.
The controllers for the 5200 were garbage.
Right.
Atari also had... I'm not sure when this came out and if it was for the 2600 or what, but they had one of the first wireless controllers.
Okay.
And it never worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it never worked. It had like an antenna on it.
Antenna. Atari also had a headset. It was supposed to be virtual reality.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it read your mind.
It read your mind.
Yeah, but it had sensors.
Spooky. I wonder why nobody wanted that. It was probably giving you brain cancer and shit.
Probably. Yeah, it was like a headband. And you had to control the game with your eyebrows.
That's crazy.
Did you just see somebody
Literally.
Wow.
That kid needs a doctor.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They also had the tape recorder. This was weird. It was a tape, like a cassette, and you would plug the cassette into one of the controllers. The game would send a signal to that controller, and the tape would play back at what was like on the screen.
Huh.
And as far as I know, there's only like two games that this thing works for. And I don't remember. I think Smurfs might have been one. I don't remember the other one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You should be able to be sued for that. Somebody invests all that money in a peripheral like that, and you only put two games out for it. They should be able to sue your ass. You know what I mean?
How many? I mean, didn't the Intellivision have even like they came out with like a port? The Intellivisions had a port on them that you would be able to hook up to like a computer later on, and they never developed. They ended up, you know, never developed
in the back.
Yeah. So you like you bought you you know you what if you bought one of these things anticipating that well eventually I'll just use this as a computer and then
no support. Yeah, it's like a lot of that stuff, though. They just want to sell the product.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between
they
building something with the hope that you'll expand into it versus you just put out a piece of shit like the, what is the ring? The activator?
Activator.
The hula hoop on the ground that you waggle in. Like, and that's embarrassing. Like, they ought to make them eat every one of them they made.
Seriously.
Did you ever hear the rolling rocker?
Isn't that like a one of those skippets that you stand on?
It's not really like a skippet, but you stand on it.
It's like one of those hoverboard
things. It's like bobble ball or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a thing that you bobble on for some reason.
Like one of those moon balls. Remember those things?
I think I know what you're talking about.
The bounce things?
Like the boards on the side with the ball in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was like?
So it's like that?
Yes.
Really?
It's called like the rolling rocker. And did you hook it up?
What would you do?
I'm sure you had to hook it up to something.
Like, what? I don't know. I'm going
to
look it up.
Why would I want to use that? You wouldn't.
What game? Were you doing a surf game?
Never. I don't know why you would want to do it.
Maybe a surf game.
Yeah.
It probably didn't function well enough.
Because it was for the NES.
California games.
Yeah, it probably didn't function well enough to make it worth it.
Yeah.
I'd rather do yard work.
Yeah.
As a kid. I'd rather do yard work.
Yeah. What, to play on the rolling rocker?
I was never interested when I was a kid in getting all these.
Would you consider this?
I never wanted a power glove. Never.
No. Would you consider the Sega CD or 32X a peripheral? I mean, it's kind of like an add-on.
It's like an add-on.
Yeah.
How did they do? They didn't put many games out for them.
No, they didn't. 32X was kind of later. It was in between.
I believe the 32X has something like 38 games for it.
All bad. They're better than stuff.
Some of them are playable. They're not really good. Like, if they never invented it, I don't think history would be like, oh, we got robbed. Like,
right.
Most of the games are just poop. Or, like, the only one that really comes to mind to me for the 32X is Calibri.
It's
Calibri.
Oh, that's like Echo
which
the
is
Dolphin.
No, it's Echo the Dolphin. Yeah. It's Echo the Dolphin or a Hummingbird.
Of course you like it.
Sorry, this is so stupid. So this is what the rolling rocker is. The rolling rocker was designed so you would control the D-pad with your feet, but then you would hold the controller
with your hands
anyways to control A and B. Why don't you just use the fucking controller?
Wait, hold on a second. So you use your feet to control
the direction, your hands, the control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up, down, left, right.
But you're still holding the controller in your hand, but you're acting like the
D-pad isn't there. Your hand is still controlling. Your hand is still doing A and B.
What the fuck?
But your feet.
Yeah.
I guess so you can move the fuck around and go like this.
They make something like that for gullible parents to be like, oh, my kid will love that.
My kid can't be spoiled enough. Let's get him one of those or three of them. Yeah.
They want to make whoever made them eat it.
But Ryan, you like the advantage?
I like the, yeah.
Most people do, I think. I think I was kind of
like good for certain games.
I don't either. I don't like them.
You didn't?
Fight sticks?
I don't like fight sticks. No. I like to have my hands on a D-pad.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's right there.
It's good for Contra and stuff.
Of the advantage?
It's good for arcade stuff.
Did you have one?
Yeah.
I
loved it. I loved it.
What else did you use it for, can you recall, besides Contra?
I used it for pretty much everything.
Was it good for Punch-Out? I always feel like it might be all right for Punch-Out. No?
I don't know.
I can't feel like using your wrist would be faster than your one thumb.
Well, that's true.
I can't believe that'd be faster.
No, probably not.
Right. So that would be a problem.
Yeah.
But
so anything with the demand for.
Yeah. I used it all the time when I had it. So that was like the only thing I used. Maybe Marble Madness, it would be good. You know?
Okay.
Right? Joystick?
Hey, you and fucking Marble.
Marble Madness. Marble Madness.
What about Battletoads? You think it'd be good for Battletoads?
I think it'd be awful for Battletoads.
You think it would be good for Battletoads? Battletoads is perfect the way they made it.
How about
right?
Panic Restaurant? How about one of those? Oh. How about Bubble Bobble? What are the games that we always bring up?
You know what's funny? We haven't talked about Red Dead Redemption in like since we did the review. We haven't mentioned really a word about it since the review. That's all right. Because
that was a court order you just violated, by the way.
Oh shit!
That's right.
Damn.
But yeah, I don't know. I was never into these things when I was a kid.
No. What about the Kinect? Is that a peripheral?
Yeah, that's a peripheral. That was garbage. They put out 20 games for it, and none of them were good.
You could argue the Kinect, for the most part, the Wii, the
Wii sold 100 million, over 100 million units. You can't call that a failure.
There's a difference between a financial success and still a technology failure. Let's make that distinction. The Wii, I believe, is the second most popular console ever made by volume, like sold.
I think it's number one.
PS2 was one.
You might be right. Yeah.
PS2 was one. Because remember, at the time, the PS2 was a DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
You might be thinking of Wii Sports was, I think the best-selling game of all time.
Yeah.
But you can't say that the Wii wasn't a financial success, but the technology and the accuracy, again, those games weren't made to have that kind of precision.
Yeah. But some of them work pretty well. Not all of them. Some of the games on Wii work pretty well.
There's a lot of...
The bowling's fucking awesome.
Wii Sports is made to be wonky in its way
and be like almost like the tides. Like you can't say in Wii Bowling, I'm gonna hit the fifth pixel from the right. It's not like that. You just do the motion and it does, and you go, that's cool. That's it. You could never play like Skyrim with like wagon. No,
that's not what I'm arguing. I'm arguing the simple games that came out for the Wii worked well, and a lot of them were trash, but it wasn't like none of them worked. And you're right, okay, just because it made a lot of money doesn't mean it was quality. So it's more or less, what are we arguing about here? Whether these things failed because they didn't make any money or because they just sucked?
I'd argue most of them probably didn't make money. No, Wii made money. We made a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
But I would argue that none of them probably really worked. I have a Wii. It came with my wife. She moved in when she had one. That was the dowry.
The dowry.
She had one.
You didn't get 100 mules and a sack of potatoes?
No.
What the fuck? You got robbed, dude.
It came with her, and I never wanted it. I never played it, and I just one day tried it out, and I thought, this kind of sucks. It really is garbage. Like, it's just... We could be a different episode. I don't like Waggle.
It isn't something I would play... Very often.
I need precision in my controls for games, and I can't deal with the waggling. Even games, again, like
Wii Sports.
It's more
like a party thing, like to play with your friends. It's not as much fun by yourself at all.
No, I understand.
And that goes for most of these. They're all pretty much, it's better to do with other people.
Yeah.
Because it adds some kind of different dynamic to it.
If you're on a running pad by yourself with the power club on, just standing inside of the octagon
while you got the headset
seriously.
On.
Yeah, yeah. It's only fun if there's other people there and they're laughing at you or something, you know?
It's fucking hilarious.
Look how stupid he looks. This is fucking fun.
It would be funny.
We're having a great time.
It would be funny to see Eric like getting on like the trackpad and like doing like warm up stretches and like taping his balls to his legs so they don't move around.
Can't have that wearing a diaper in case I shit myself. Yes. You can't stop in the middle, you know.
Can't stop.
A marathon's a marathon, bro. Yeah,
that's right.
What was the most successful peripheral?
Man.
Like, can you think of one?
I guess the light gun. That worked.
When that came with it.
I don't know. Was there anything that really took off? People went, holy shit.
No. I can't think of a single one.
And it became part of the system.
No.
Well, you can argue some turbo controllers aren't fuck-ups. Like, again, like the, I don't remember what the name is, but the NES turbo controller.
Yeah.
Max, I think it's called.
Maybe it's the Max.
Max.
I mean, it's not a bad product. I mean, I never had one.
It never caught on. Nobody,
I wasn't a big fan of it.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't shitty, yeah.
I mean, you could argue a lot of third-party controllers for some of the newer consoles that are cheaper.
Oh, my God.
Some of them are just like abysmal, like they blow out, but they do turn on. I mean, it's not like an Atari 5200 controller that doesn't even register.
That's funny. Meerkats just went out of business.
Yes.
Like a month or so ago, and their controllers were terrible.
Yeah.
I hated that. You always had to play with the friend's shitty controller.
They would always break.
Well, you were the second player. Here, take the Meerkats, dickwad. This is my house, you know?
I'm not your friend, really.
You get the Meerkats, you schmuck. So they're gone. You'll never have to use a Meerkats again unless you have a shitty old one for your Dreamcast or something.
So now, right now, currently, it's pretty much the Kinect.
Kinect.
And then the
PS Move. Well, the virtual reality thing, if you count them,
that's pretty much an add-on now,
I would consider that
like
a peripheral.
It's a separate peripheral. Thing.
Depending on the thing, it's almost a system like its own as well. System. I mean, if you're counting PlayStation, then that's more of an add-on. But like the Vive, that's its own platform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they've had some success with PSVR. It's I think it's more of a niche market than they think it is.
Right.
It's a quality. It's from what I understand, it's a pretty quality product. I haven't used it.
I've never used it.
I don't think there's the demand they think that there's going to be. And I think it may suffer from that.
Okay.
Like, this is one of those things where it's not a shitty product. It's just they overestimated how many people would want this.
Right.
But at least
they
made more than two fucking games for it, you know?
That's true.
If it was cheap enough, would you buy one?
I would, absolutely.
PS4. Well, like I don't have the pro. I would never buy the PSVR with the standard slim PS4.
Okay.
You have to be out of your mind. You have to own the pro.
Let's just pretend you have all the equipment. Money's not a cost.
Right.
Well, no. Money's not a fact, I guess I'd say. If it was cheap enough, would you buy it? You had the hardware.
Money
you
didn't
could
matter,
run it.
I'd give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl.
It's not anywhere near a priority. It's not a priority at all for me.
I have no interest.
I mean, you're talking about like if money doesn't matter, sure, I would get one.
Mm-hmm.
But the price is right. I mean, what? I'd pay $50 for one, I guess. But that's right. That's my demand. That's how much I would be willing to part with to try it. I mean,
right.
I understand.
But you want to talk about a failure? I know Rory loves his Wii U. So I don't want to say anything bad about Wii U.
I love talking shit on Nintendo. Let me tell you something funny about Nintendo. Isn't it true that they sold more NES classics than they had Wii U's?
Oh, I don't think that's true. They sold like 13 million Wii U's, I think.
I'm not sure.
Do you think worldwide.
Do you think they made 13 million NES classics?
Yeah, I don't think. I think maybe it was slated to overtake that, and then they stop production.
I'm sure it would have.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
I thought that's what I heard, but I could be mis. It might have been like at this rate, they would have sold more by this date or something like that. Mike's probably right. But yeah, fuck you, Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Didn't somebody have like a fishing rod?
For the Bassmaster.
Yeah,
or whatever?
Something like that. Wasn't there like a fishing rod?
I think so.
You would have that, Ryan.
Right.
I look at you and I think you're a Bassmaster.
Yeah.
Bassmaster.
Lethal Enforcers, another one. It gave you two guns with the game.
Did you ever see the gun that came along with the original Magnavox Odyssey?
No.
Looks like a real Magnavox.
It looks like a
Does
rifle.
It really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, it looks like a real rifle.
No kidding. What games? How many games for that? Probably one.
A dot.
You
literally probably shot a dot.
Oh, really?
Christ.
Really?
That sounds like a hoot.
Yeah.
I'm sure some kid was murdered the by
Odyssey.
The police, too, and they painted it orange the next day.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Ryan here. Just wanted to give you a heads up that the review you're about to hear in about 20 seconds of Bioshock was originally part of a show that we did about 3 months ago. Unfortunately, we lost most of the show in some kind of weird technical malfunction, but the review is fully intact. So if you hear anything that sounds kind of outdated, that's why. So without further ado, here's Bioshock.
Not a rockin' tune.
No.
It's not a toast.
It's a different kind of a game.
Sure. Yes, it is.
Unsettling is a good way to describe it.
It's a crescendo. Mm-hmm.
We good into something right here.
Should have got the music where you kill all the girls.
All right, let's hear this tune.
Works
perfect. How's it kick in?
Tunes it get better.
Right, maybe you should listen to it.
All right, I'm going to listen. I'll be patient.
No, you can go. Go ahead.
I don't know if I should cry or... All right. Well, this is Bioshock anyway. Keep it rolling, Mike. This is a game put out in 2007 by what company, Eric?
By, oh, shit.
Oh, it's 2K?
2K Games. I'm sorry.
2K Games in 2007.
Yeah.
And it's a linear game, right?
It is.
Straight through linear. It's creepy.
But it's got a high level of exploration,
yeah,
even though it is linear.
It's all about the environment. I mean, people try to argue that, and I don't know why, that video games aren't art. And if you think that, you haven't played BioShock.
It's one of those games that people say...
That's not reality. I mean, everything could be art. If, like, bags of trash floating in the wind are art, video games is obviously art.
Like,
it's
American
animated.
Beauty, yeah.
It's obviously art.
Right. I mean, this just proves it for me. I mean, and it's unique. It's not like you would ever, like, if you ask somebody, what's that game like you're playing? They would never say, oh, it's like BioShock.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you play this when it first came out? Did
you buy this? Milestone.
So when this game came out, you bought it brand new. Did you know what you were playing when you bought it?
I didn't know how good. I got good reviews, but I didn't know how good it would be.
Right.
You know, it's like retro, but futuristic, but steampunk. It's just. It's its own thing, and it's
history.
Really cool. Yeah, that right. Yeah,
especially the third one, but that's a different episode.
Yeah, totally different.
I don't have a lot of experience with this game. You guys have a lot more experience than I do, but I got like a 40s kind of vibe from it. Is that right? With the sound and
yeah. It's, I mean, it's funny. It's like
the guy who built Rapture, which is where the game takes place. It's an underwater city. Built it, I believe, in the 40s.
Yeah,
and then everything that was in there. Mm-hmm. Kind of stuck because there's no outside
influence.
They have no, right, so everything is just 40s based.
Okay.
It was meant to be a utopia where government didn't interfere with the everyday lives of people and didn't regulate them into...
Static.
Right, and there was no new influence, or hardly any people came from the surface. So. Okay.
Because I think the game takes place in the 60s. Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah. Right.
In 60s, but 40s... Error.
Motif.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's
why...
Art Deco.
I'm going to ask you guys, because I'm not, you know, as experienced with this game as you guys are. So why did everything become fucked up? Why is everything so fucked up in the place?
Well, there's a power struggle. There was a guy, Atlas, who's actually... Well, you find out he's actually this LaFontaine, I think was his name was. He was gangster.
Frank Fontaine.
Yeah, he was trying to take it over from Andrew Ryan, the guy that created it.
Right.
And it was a huge power struggle, and it just turned into a mess, but it's cool because... the story is told a lot through these audio tapes. And
yeah, that's pretty neat.
In most games, like I would just pick that shit up to get the achievement, but I actually was listening to what was going on. I wanted to hear, and it was very engrossing.
That was funny because at the start of the game, I would kind of bypass some of those.
Right.
And then I started to like, oh, there's another one. Let me check this out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is getting
But it good. Really, things really got fucked up because they started going off with the Atom, which was like a genetic...
It was a drug they found in like a sea slug, like a very rare sea slug or whatever, and the Atom, and it made people like super powerful.
And goofy.
And that's another thing that caused the downfall of the, you know, the society or whatever.
But there was a war, right? Wasn't there like a war on like New Year's Eve or something like that?
Yeah, it was a battle, and, you know, most people either died or left.
The factions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a heavy story.
You are in
with
the
a
game.
Crazy twist. Awesome twist.
You are who?
You are
You're Teddy Roosevelt.
We're giving it away. I guess we could give it away. What the hell?
Yeah. All right, spoiler alert.
Spoiler. 2007. Yeah. It's been 10 years, people. It's been a decade.
It's actually almost a retro game.
You were actually like 2 years old and you were created in a lab by Atlas to come kill Andrew Ryan, who was kind of your father, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's a whole, it's a whole twisted up thing. And the story's just great. I mean, I loved it.
I thought the best part of that, too, was the just the atmosphere.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean,
spooky.
One of the coolest things is if you're, you know, in one of those, like, tubes that goes from...
one area to the other.
Right, thanks.
Something sphere.
And, not that. The blastosphere, something like that.
Whatever the fuck that is.
No, not that. Just kind of like a bridge that bridges the buildings.
Right.
And it's glass. And if you sit there long enough and look up, and you have, like, you see all the water that's on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit there, like, you start seeing, like, fish. Well, and, like, a whale, whale go by. Yeah. You know?
It looks amazing graphically.
It is beautiful. It is an aesthetic masterpiece.
You're not getting
shot at, it looks absolutely incredible.
And you know what, Ryan? That whole 40s motif does play into that.
It sure does.
And they hit it
dead
on.
It's part of the plot.
Because you had the music. You know, you go around, you hear, like, some of that, like, old, like, Sinatra.
Exactly.
I don't know if Sinatra was in it, but you just heard that, like, big band music.
You get that feel, like, just by the way it sounds, by the way the audio is on the radio.
It
kind
of makes
like
it
that.
More sick and twisted because you hear like a lot of fucked up shit is going on, and then in the background you hear big band music.
Yeah.
You know, while you're off, you know, working with Cohen, killing people for his masterpiece, so he can hang it up on the fucking wall.
Yeah.
What is up with the Big Daddy?
All I got to say about the Big Daddies, first of all, is it is seriously the most intense fighting that I've come across to date.
When you fight the first one. Yeah.
So what is a Big Daddy?
They protect the little sisters.
Okay.
And who
are the little sisters?
Right, the little sisters are created. They hold the atom, basically.
They're like crack whores, but children.
Okay, all right. So I know what that is. All right, so the little girls in the game.
They protect the little girls.
Okay.
The big daddies protect the little girls.
Why are they protecting them? What's going on?
The little girls have the atom. They make the atom. That's why they have like the slugs inside of their stomachs or whatever.
Okay.
So they make the atom. It's really crazy. It's really in depth. We could talk about it forever.
And we will.
And we
for all night.
Interesting fun fact. The little sisters were inspired by the Grady twins from The Shining.
Oh, you know, okay. Yeah. You kind of pick up on that.
Their design was inspired by them.
Okay.
I see that. Yeah.
Can you see it?
I do see it now. I didn't know that.
It's creepy. So. But yeah, the like Mike was saying, the Big Daddy fights are fucking awesome.
Have you... I think we talked about this in another episode. Did you save all the sisters?
I did. We did talk about it. The first time I played it, it's funny. This is probably the first game for the 360 that I actually played right away after I finished it again.
Yeah.
Because I missed a lot of the story in the beginning. I wasn't paying attention.
One of the first games you played.
No, I played again right afterward. Okay. Like, I didn't go play another game. Like, I replayed. Okay. Replayed it because I missed so much. In the beginning, I was playing to kill stuff.
Right.
But as the story went on, I was like, wow, this is...
Right.
So I did kill the first little sister the first go-round. Mm. So I didn't get the good ending. But the second time around, I saved all the little sisters. And
so if you kill one, or you let one die, or you kill one,
you don't get the good ending. Yeah.
So it's only one. So if you save all but the last one, you don't get the good ending.
Right.
You actually, there's technically three types of endings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the bad ending is, it's the same, but there's, okay, so there's narration going over. What's the girl's, the woman's name, the orphan person?
I keep forgetting her name.
There's like a...
Tannenbaum.
Right.
Okay, so this woman, Tannenbaum, if you get the bad ending, if you just are constantly killing little sisters, she scolds you at the end, okay, over like all the splicers coming out of Rapture and like looks like they're going to overtake like the fucking world. Mm. If you, like what happened to me, Roy, I'm an animal, right? I killed the first one.
You were a sick... fucking monster.
Uh-huh. I killed the first one, and the ending that I got was the same thing, but she has like a sad tone to her. Like, she's not yelling at you. She just has she says the same shit. You look at the same thing, but she's got like a sad... Yeah, she's got like a sad tone
to
it.
She's got this look.
I don't
like
you,
Mike. There's a cat at the top of the bathysphere. She can't get out.
You're like, what? You know my name?
Did you guys talk about the morals?
No.
Like the whole moral aspect of this whole game?
All right, what's that?
Well, like, the whole thing, like, with, like whether or not you're going to kill, like, the little sister.
Okay. Right. Like
when that first...
Because you get a lot of Adam for killing the little sister.
Okay.
You get... You want Adam bad.
So after
that's
you kill the first one, you're like,
up.
Oh, my God.
It's fucked up.
If you kill the first one... Yeah, it is, like, a little unnerving when you do it. It's like, oh, this is creepy.
Yeah.
But if you kill the first one, you might as well kill them all and get all the Adam and be super powerful. But you don't need to.
I think that if you just... If you don't, if you save them all, I think it's more beneficial because
they might
gifts.
End up throwing them at you, throwing gifts at you. They leave them,
and you pretty much. I think you end up getting like more Adam. It just takes a while,
right? It's
like
not
right off
right
of
away.
The bat, you get a shitload of Adam, and you need.
I always
you
thought
need
it was creepy
Adam.
When they escape in the tunnel instead of killing them, and they just like crawl into a hole, and who the hell knows?
Oh,
where
so they disappear, and you have no idea
well,
what
they,
happened.
They, you help
when
them
you
crawl
save
into
them,
a hole after you murder their big daddy, which is totally fine for some reason, and
right?
You help them murder other things.
Mm-hmm.
So
then you take them to a hole and they crawl into it. That's totally pitch black. Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy?
You're just standing there, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
When you become the big daddy at the end, and you have to escort a little sister.
Big daddy thing, so weird.
It's so awesome.
And you have to escort a little sister. That was like a really creepy moment.
It
because
was
like you feel like you're in like the bowels of the fucking.
Of the beast.
Yeah.
It was fun. In the second one, you actually get the freaking drill for an arm. In the second one, you can actually become a big daddy. And, like, with the weapons, you're not
You're not like overly powerful though, but it's still it's fucking awesome. In the second one, you do have parts where you could become a big daddy, which is nuts.
I thought you are a big daddy.
No, I don't think the whole time. I mean, are you in the second one? The entire time.
Most of the second game is finding the outfit, but you are an actual big daddy.
Right. Yeah. You're like in a the defective second, not big the whole daddy. Time though, right? Oh, no, really? The whole
you're,
time
you're
you
a defective
are?
Big daddy well, that they like that. Try to take out.
I only played that game
what?
Once.
What kind of weapons are in the game? Like, so you start out. I mean, you probably have like a basic what? Type of like what. If I'm going to put it on like a Doom scale, well, what's the most badass first, weapon?
Yeah, the
what
wrench.
Do you like the most?
A wrench.
They had a Tommy gun.
That's what you start off
Tommy
with.
Tommy gun, a pistol. It has all those weapons, you know, shotguns and rocket launchers. But
napalm.
The cool thing is plasmids, they're called, which is like electric. It's like magic almost. It's like electric and fire. Like bees, you could throw bees at somebody.
Really?
Yeah,
the tornado,
bees. The tornado. Telekinesis.
I use the frozen one a lot.
That one was cool. That one was cool.
So it's cool. Your right trigger is your gun.
Okay.
And your left trigger is your plasmid.
Yeah. One of my few complaints about the game is you can't, and they also fixed this in two, is you can't have your plasmid out in one hand and your gun in the other and use them at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'd have to keep switching. So you could hit it with your plasmid and then you'd have to pull your gun out. Whereas in the second one, it's plasmid, gun.
So they fixed that. Yeah,
but.
Yeah, they got enough complaints.
That's one of my only complaints. The game is just amazing to me.
The one, I guess, gripe I have with it was I thought there were just a lot of too many, like, fetching.
Okay.
Missions with it.
Oh, wow. You're really going to hate fucking
Skyrim.
What do
you Skyrim.
Mean by that? I'm playing Skyrim.
Everybody wants you to pick up pizza.
I'm playing Skyrim.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel?
Do you mean like farming?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Like farming?
Not really
stuff.
Farming. Like, okay, so like we talked a little bit about Cohen's Masterpiece, right? Mm-hmm. So you got to go out and kill these five people and
there's
then take
a lot
pictures of them.
Okay.
Not only that, just pictures that, there's another one where you're trying to get into the fishery.
Yes.
And you got to take pictures of splicers. You got to go back, take pictures of splicers.
Right.
When he puts that smog over the over like the garden,
right.
You got to go out and find like the ingredients for the solution.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find the big daddy, the suit and the helmet and all that shit.
Right. Well, they're giving you reasons to go to these new.
They
places.
Are. Yeah.
I mean, you got to go
actually
get this.
You need to take photographs because you do.
Oh
extra
yeah, yeah.
Damage.
It helps you out.
Yeah.
You just can't skip over it. Like it really does help you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my only thing. There was just a lot of times where. I guess you're thinking that something's going to happen and something different happens, and that's fine, but it happened a little too much for me.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
Again, I'm nitpicking.
How many, are there a defined levels in this game, or is it just...
Kind of?
Yeah.
It's just time. It's
I mean, can
20
you go
hours
back to the very beginning
hours.
If you wanted to?
No, you can't. They lock off.
Yeah.
It's pretty linear.
So how many hours is it, or level-wise?
20 hours.
Yeah, 20.
So it's 20 hours.
Yeah, if you explore everything, you're probably 25.
Okay. I wouldn't be able to say, like, oh, there's seven levels.
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's not like that. It's just put time in, and you end up where you end up.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. The thing that takes you places like a train is the Blathosphere, right?
Bathysphere.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
the thing that had the cat
once you
it.
Took that to a place, now you couldn't go back. And that was a pretty large area, but then once you got on that thing to travel to the next area, you know, you couldn't go back.
Yeah.
As far as I can remember.
Cool. So all right. So that's the
there
first.
There were a
game.
Lot of secret passages too. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
like you just like I said, like it's a linear game, but so there was just so much.
You
shit
could take
to
different
look
ways
at.
To go somewhere.
And then but you would just find like because you would find a bunch of shit.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I can't think of the shit you would find off the top of my head. I mean, ammunition and
What
was that
the
one?
Loot system was great.
You would find one of those power to the peoples. Thing is that what that was called? They were cool.
Yeah, what the hell was that? I'm trying to remember. Damn.
Because that would like level. You could pick like one weapon to level up, and then all of a sudden the weapon would just fucking glow,
Beastly. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
By the end of the game, you were invincible.
Oh yeah.
Like the final boss, we were talking about. You know, last episode about
new games have easy bosses.
Mm-hmm. The final boss is honestly a piece of cake.
So by the end of the game, you gain that much strength.
Yeah.
That
you're
not
unstoppable.
Even, you're not even worried.
Yeah, the big daddy fights are like,
really?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, by the end of the game.
So let me ask you this. All right, so if you have a big, let's say in a third, I don't know, there's not stages, right? There's no stages.
They are kind of, like if you count the Blastosphere, it's taking you places and then.
So every time you get to a big daddy,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not like a boss.
You're ready. It's not a boss.
No,
not
because really. There's like okay. three or four Big Daddies.
Mm. Per level.
And every time you see a Big Daddy, they have a little sister with them.
Right. You have to kill the Big Daddy. I don't think you can keep. I don't think you can just pass them, right? Or right, you want must. To kill them.
I think you want to. I think you can pass them, but you're just going to make it more difficult if you
so
don't.
So right. the game allows you to get stronger
oh, yeah.
than the
yeah.
game itself.
I think there are yeah. Big Daddies that are just free roaming. And you can skip them, but right. you must not always.
The
ones with
the little and they won't do anything. And they won't do anything to you unless you
start with
attack
them.
Them. Like you can oh, just really? You can walk with
you
can a
walk
big
by
dad.
Them.
You yeah
until
yeah.
they know you're a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
They just
until
leave you alone.
Until you yeah. attack them.
Really?
Until, yeah, you can even have your weapon out.
Okay.
And they won't do anything to you until you attack them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neat feature.
It's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
because
cool.
sometimes yeah. you don't. You're weak. And you okay. need a power
yeah,
up.
You can't fight them.
And you can't fight them.
Another one of the things though that makes it easy is if you get in a fight with a Big Daddy and you take a certain amount of his health out, when you come back after dying, he still has that much health out of him.
Hmm.
So
oh, I never
Yeah, so the game is really holding your hand
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things
fully
it wants
ready
you
to go.
See the
yeah.
game.
It's
it,
not
it's
difficult.
One of those things. Yeah, it wants you to see the game.
The beginning of the game I thought I was It's
you're
not
underpowered.
A difficult. Yeah, when you're underpowered, I was surprised on how difficult it was.
Yeah,
but very quickly,
yeah,
it
yeah.
just
you become a beast.
It becomes a cakewalk, and you're just you know.
Are there any like puzzle points in this game where you have to figure out
yeah,
something?
Hacking
thing
with like it's like the water pipe. I don't a water pipe kind of like
okay.
a hacking event.
All right.
To get into certain doors and stuff. It got old quick.
Yeah. yeah.
Some
it's
of them
cool.
were so
it's,
hard
it's
that it was
yeah,
like,
it's
fuck.
Outrageous. Mm-hmm. It's cool at the beginning. It really is. Like
yeah.
when you look and then when you figure it out, you're like, oh, that's awesome. So you try and do it. And when you fuck up your hack, you lose life. You lose your power. So you can die.
Okay.
Right.
If you fuck up the hack.
You can also get power ups to be better at hacking, making hacking easier and
oh,
stuff.
All right.
And you
yeah.
can get these things called auto hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Which automatically hack the machine.
Yeah, which are very useful.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's Bioshock 1. They have Bioshock 2.
Mm-hmm.
You play that?
Yeah. I actually thought the combat was better in 2. I thought it was smoother. Like I said, they allowed you to have both hands out at the same time because they don't let you aim down the sight.
Okay.
Right? It's all free aim, hip aim with your gun.
Right.
So,
like Doom.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Could
the
you
original?
Aim down the, no, I think you're right now.
They're
you couldn't aim down
Doom.
The... Yeah, you couldn't
not
aim
really.
In Doom either. Yeah, just like that.
Right, right.
Right. So the second one was good because it's like, all right, well, if you're not going to let me use my plasmid at the same time, if I don't, you know, let me aim down the sight.
Okay.
But the second
yeah.
one, like, let you use two at the same time. So that was good. I actually thought it was just the game was smoother the second one.
Mm-hmm.
The combat was better. But
now,
it had lost.
Now, two. What'd you play this on, by the way?
360.
Okay, so you thought it was smoother.
Yeah.
Better looking.
Right. But it lost its charm because the first time you go, it's all the environment is so much of it in Bioshock. You're going to the same place again. You're going to
okay.
Rapture again. So you've already seen it, and it takes away from the awe of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're rehashing
it. For seeing
yeah.
it for the first time. So while it is a better gameplay game, I would say that the first one was better on account of the
yeah,
story,
you're
look, too.
You're
way
not taking it all in
wise.
At that point.
Yeah.
You're just going, just tell me what to do, because yeah. I've already seen this.
The first one's way better story-wise,
yeah.
too. So
right.
Mm. We talk about the... did we talk about the ending? Did you guys go there?
Well, not all of it.
You guys
want to
talk about the ending?
We talked about, like, killing the little sisters or not.
Right.
All right,
we
if
talk
anyone
about,
listening
yeah, sure,
has not
about,
played
talk about,
Bioshock...
Talk about the twist.
Stop
yeah.
listening now.
Yeah,
or
go
fast
ahead.
Forward.
Do you want to talk about the
talk
twist?
About the twist? Oh, okay.
Go for it.
Well, turns out there's a phrase. You're programmed like a robot, like I said, where if somebody says to you, "Would you kindly?" You're basically like a Manchurian candidate.
Wait, "Would you kindly" is a code for.
"Would you kindly" is code for you're going to do the thing I say next.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying "Would you kindly," but you're doing it no matter
oh,
what.
Man, you remember the "Would you kindly kill the puppy"?
Would
you remember that?
Yeah, it was fucked up. Yeah,
oh,
yeah, it's just twisted shit. But it's like, "Would you kindly kill him?" And he wanted you to kill Andrew Ryan, so you wind up
okay.
doing that. The guy that created you, and then you find out that this Atlas guy is really this. Mobster.
So Atlas has been kind of like holding your hand throughout the whole time. The
Atlas
whole time.
Wants you to do what you have to do.
Yeah, you kill think Atlas
right.
is like
he
a rebel.
He wants you to kill your creator.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you think
right.
Atlas is a rebel, but then
right.
you find out Atlas is this guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's this
he's
guy,
Dr. Wily.
Frank Fontaine,
Frank
right? Was
Fontaine,
it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it has Fontaine. You. So he has you kill Andrew Ryan because he wants the whole place for himself or whatever. So he wants Andrew Ryan dead. It's pretty wild. So
it's a really cool ending.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot of would you kindly. And then, but in the end, there's a Tannenbaum girl helps you get broke of that would you kindly thing.
Right.
And you wind up killing Fontaine too.
Hmm.
If you're good at it.
If you're good. You know. So
I know,
epic game classic.
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, you know, obviously nobody's going to emulate this game, but is it a definite buy? From what I, like I said, I have not had experience with this game, and I feel bad, you know.
This is
coming into the show with no experience on this game, but from what I've read, I love reading about video games.
Right.
Might be more than playing them. I love reading about games.
Yeah.
This game sets a standard.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, from what I've read, this game sets a standard. It's a work of art.
It is.
And, you know.
It's just fun.
It sets the bar.
I know it's great. Creepy
Everything
and demented,
about it is good.
But it's not like, you know, yeah, it's eerie, but it's not like Silent Hill eerie.
No.
Like, you know, where you're like, I don't want to play.
I don't even want to go into that next
room.
Right,
exactly.
It's
this is just
creepy.
Like, it's just fun.
The ambiance is awesome.
And like, yeah, you're going to
it looks better than Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Well, God. Definitely.
Well, not that it doesn't look better, but it just has
I mean, like, it looks like a better game than Silent Hill. But Silent Hill's a different level of
I know
of
it's
creepy.
Different. I know.
Yeah,
I know,
it's but disturbed.
It
Silent
is,
Hill's
yeah.
disturbed.
Yeah, this is, like, this is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know that
that's
Silent
what I mean.
Hill
that's
yeah,
what
I wouldn't
mean.
Call this a scary game.
Yeah, Michael Keaton, Batman, Jack.
It's not like a horror game.
Weird.
I wouldn't say that.
It's just demented.
It's creepy because you're underwater and it feels claustrophobic.
Yeah.
It feels claustrophobic.
Horror.
The horror.
But see, the thing is, too, like in Silent Hill, you were weak. In this game, you're powerful as shit.
You're a monster. Yeah.
There's
plenty of supplies. You don't run
right.
out of supplies.
Yeah.
And you got special magic powers and shit.
So it's an absolute buy.
Yeah,
Rory,
it's a classic.
Sure, this is a game you got to play.
Yeah, definitely.
Light of tradition.
I'm going to get this one going. I tried this.
Got to do it. It's one of the best games in the seventh generation.
Work was a motherfucker.
And it's very affordable.
Oh, yeah.
It's $15.
Yeah.
$10-$15.
Yeah, you can get it real cheap.
I believe you can get a Blu-ray of all three of them on one disc.
Yes, you can. The collection.
You can. I was looking at it.
Which is probably like $20, if that.
It's probably if that.
At this point, yeah. Third one was really good, so I like
the third one. Are they all related?
The first two are. The third one is not.
Third one's absolutely new game.
It is. Really? No, it's the same universe, but it's a different different setting.
Different story.
It's in the sky instead of underground.
Oh, okay. It's like
Echo the
Dolphin.
Under the water.
When the dolphin,
Bioshock
dolphins fly?
Oh, yeah. Kind of like that, yeah.
Just
except
like
except
in the past
an actual
and in the future.
That's right.
An actual good game.
Who runs the... who knows the future in Echo the Dolphin, by the way?
The asteroid.
That's right.
So ridiculous.
It always comes back at Echo the Dolphin.
This was better than Echo.
This is like a billion times better than Echo the Dolphin. This is a masterpiece.
Hey, Rory, Echo the Dolphin or Bioshock?
Echo the Dolphin.
What? Nuh-uh. No.
Woo!
Stop it. Fuck, you're joking. You're fucking with me now.
If I ever saw
Echo the Dolphin, I would make fucking
tuna
fish.
You can find us on Facebook, emulate this on Twitter, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com, ladies.
Would you kindly listen to the Emulate This podcast?
Big Daddy.
I love the Power Glove. It's so bad.